45 years ago, the stage was being set for an historic tennis match.
Do you like her?
No, I hate her. She's a
woman lib leader, and I hate those libbers. I'm an anti-libber, and the leader for all the men around the world who don't like the women pushing them around.
But 2 years before Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King faced off in the famous Battle of the Sexes, 19-year-old Janice Stoner decided to leave her home in Southwest Michigan. She didn't know it at the time, but that tennis match would become a frequent topic of conversation at her new workplace. Here's Janice Stoner in her own words.
Women's lib was entering into my thinking, and it was starting to be in the air. And when I told my parents I was going to go to Alaska, they said, well, what are you going to do there? And I said, well, I'm going to get a job. And my dad said, what can you do besides be a prostitute? And I was just shocked. And Alaska was as far away from them as I could get and still be in the United States. If you want to see Alaska and you want to make money, you become a surveyor. But no women were being hired to be surveyors. No, because you were out in tent camps. And a couple of the guys said, well, you know what? They always hire a cook because, you know, we're out there for months at a time. You have to have a cook. So why don't you apply to be a cook? Okay, so I created this application, and on it, it says other jobs you will consider. I just clicked the box surveyor. In August, they sent me a letter, and they said, report for duty on such and such date in Anchorage. Come prepared to leave for work. I got to be a women's libber first in that regard, and I didn't take that lightly. I considered that a very big responsibility that I had to help other women get into the field. If I blew it, nobody else ever got to get in. You just got to show them you can work as hard as everybody else. And in the morning, when we would put out the equipment, you know, we always were sharpening chainsaws and the axes and the machetes. And I mean, we'd lay it out every morning. Every single time, somebody was carrying something lighter than me. Every single time. That was just what I had to do to make sure that they could never, ever say I wasn't pulling my weight. Yeah, I was almost murdered by these guys. Oh, yeah. I was on another job. We're near Dillingham, 30 miles out of Dillingham. So, you know, there's no radio. There's a little bit of communication with the world, but not much. And it was the summer that Billie Jean King was playing Bobby Riggs in the tennis match. And for the days or weeks before this was going to happen, every meal when we would have dinner at the dining hall chow tent, oh, that f-ing woman, she's not going to win. It was just vile. He's going to whip her. It was just, you know, really, all I could do right now is talk to you in swear words. I mean, so I won't. But you could get the flavor of it. It was just, they just hated her. And so I didn't say a word. I had learned very early, you just shut up. You just shut up. Then the event happened, and she won. And she won. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. I was just beside myself. After all those weeks of listening to these guys dig themselves into this hole, and they were wrong, I just was like gloating. I was gloating. So we're walking out to the job. And we've been walking for hours. We're way out there. And they're furious. They're just furious. And they're like going, she cheated. She did blah, blah, blah. I said, she won. And everything they said, all I said was, she won. I had never said a word about this before. And they were just saying every excuse there was to say why it happened. She won. And they stopped. And they circled me. And they started screaming at me. You took my friend's job. You shouldn't be here. Now, I had worked, this is many months into my job there. They'd work with me every day for months. You shouldn't be here. You can't do this job. Why do you think you're here? And they were just screaming at me. And I'm screaming back. I'm answering them back. What do you mean I don't need a job? Why don't I need a job? Why don't I need a job? Why does your friend need a job better than me? Well, you should be married. I'm not married. I need a job. I was 30 miles from the nearest town. I hadn't seen another white woman in 6 weeks. I had been stuck with these guys for all these months. It wasn't like I could just go home and talk to my girlfriends. I was there with these dudes. That's all I was, where I was. And then all of a sudden, it was a moment of clarity. And I looked around and I realized every one of these men has a fatal, deadly weapon. They have a machete, and we sharpen them every morning. They have axes, double-headed axes. They have chainsaws. One swipe, and my head is off. Off. I'm dead. I'm friggin' dead. And all they have to do is pick up the Tundra, stick me underneath it, because you can pick it up with your hands. Stick me under it, put that Tundra down, work for the entire day, walk out another route, and all they had to do was say, a bear must have got her, and they never, ever would have found my body. Ever, 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 end of story. And I just shut my mouth. I just shut my mouth, and they kept screaming at me. And very soon, when someone's not answering anymore, the steam starts to simmer down, and they picked up their weapons, put them on their shoulders, and silently went back out on the trail. And Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs was never, ever mentioned again.
That was Janice Stoner in her own words. Janice worked as a surveyor in Alaska for a total of 6 years. She now works as a project manager in the San Francisco Bay Area. That story was produced by Jared Sport and Jerome Nelson. Subscribe to Only a Game on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're at it, please take a minute to leave us a review. They're like breadcrumbs. They help other listeners find the show.